Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they're going to get burned. They're going to get burned. Not for them getting burned. You know, signs of the time, signs of the time. Get burned. They walk astray from Yahweh, truth, and life. Right? They scoff, you know, the scriptures and the true teachers. And we're seeing signs of it. Hata, 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 fire. You know, but as Twinkle Brothers say, what them say? I and I, in Yahweh, truth, and life, never get burned. Yes, I, today's daily psalm to start out. Yes.
Mizmor Ein Eit, Mizmor Le Asaf, Elohim Ba'u Goyi B'Nachlateka, Imu Eta Hekala Kadisheka, Samu Eta Yerushalayim Le'im, Natnu Eta Nivlata Evadeka, Ma'eka.
Yes, brothers and sisters, just waiting for the stream to come forward, the stream to get on. Let's see right here, the live stream is not on right here. Yeah, okay. Greetings, Rastafari Israelites, yes, I, L-O-J, Line of Judah, brothers, sisters, friends. So here for the Wisdom Wednesday, we're going to start out right here with today's daily psalm, a little overview right here. Enough of them are going to get burned, hata, fire. As Twinkle Brothers say, I and I walk in Yahweh, truth and life. Never get burned. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 79. First ear, here.
Mizmor Ein Eit, Mizmor Le Asaf, Elohim Ba'u Goyi B'Nachlateka. Imu eta hekala kadisheka, Samu eta Yerushalayim le'im, Natnu eta nivlata evadeka, Ma'ekala l'of ha-shamayim, Besara ha-sedeka, Lichaito aretz. Shafku adamama kamayim Sivivota Yerushalayim Ve'ena kover Hayinu kherpa li shekenenu La'aga rak elem li sabibotenu Mizmor Ein Eit Mizmor Le Asaf Elohim Ba'u Goyim B'Nachlateka Timu Eta Hekala Kadisheka Samu Eta Yerushalayim Le'im Natnu Eta Nivlata Evadeka Ma'ekala L'ofa Hashemayim Besara chasideka lechaito aretz Shafku damam kamayi Sivivota Yerushalayim Ve'en kover Hayinu kherpa lishkenenu La'aga wak elema lisabibotenu Adma Yahuwa, tenaf lanetzach. Adma Yahuwa, tenaf lanetzach. Tivara komo eisha kinateka. Shefoka hamateka. El hagoy masholoy dauka wa Allah mamlakota asher beshimeka lokau kia kala eta yaikom we eta nawehua hea shamo Ala ti sakarla nua e onota ria shoni mahera yikadamunu rahameka kia dalonu me od.
They never get burned. No, they never get burned. They never get burned. Not eaten by the world. No, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh. Caught in the fire and they never get burned.
Azrenu Elohe Ishainu Ala Devara Koboda Shemeka. Help us, O Elohim, Elohe Ishainu. Azrenu Elohe Ishainu Ala Devara Koboda Shemeka. Wehatzleinu wekapir ala hatotenu lima'ana shmeka. Lama yomru hagoyim hayelohem yiwada'a begoyima le'aynenu nikmat adam badeka hashafuk tabol faneka inkata sira. Kogodela zero eka hotira benea temuta wea hasheva lishekenenu shivu atama ela hekama kherpatama shera kherfuka adonai. Why nachnu ameka with on amar iteka no deleka le olam le dor wadora nisapira tehilateka.
O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities, Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
Now the heathen are coming to the heritage and the inheritance, trying to mess up our inheritance, even after 400 years. But right here for the Wisdom Wednesday, the Wednesday evening podcast right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 79, come forth with that. But here the evening psalm pointed for this fourth day of the Shavuah, of the week, of the strong, Psalm 94. Interesting, it's the only psalm in the evening psalms that has a different theme. This theme right here, the middle of the week, the day that the Savior, you know, the Messiah crucified, Daniel's prophecy says, you know, in the middle of the week, the Messiah will be cut off. And here in the middle of the week, one of the reasons why this psalm is a psalm of vengeance. Yeah, all vengeance is Yahweh's. Psalm of vengeance. Chant a psalm. Chant them down, 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 and out of thy and thine way. Hear this. Yes, I. Evening Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Right off the Hebrew here, Javin Jen. Let's try.
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני אל נקמות הופיע הנשא שופט הארץ השב גמול על גאים עד מתי רשעים אדוני עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי עוול. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הוול. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם. יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 מזמור צד ד'. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו?
Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. and the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth of offering up here, for the sixth reading here, for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing, Senbet Komachachal, hear, give ear right here, the final warning. The final warning, here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 11, the superscription, the final warning. Ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anokia mitzvika hayom lo anifa leatahi mimeka lo rechokah he. For this commandment, which I command thee, this day, ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki mitzvika hayom, it is not hidden from thee. I lo nifa le'ata hiya mimeka, neither is it far off with lo rechoka hi, it is not in Shemaim, in the heavens, the place of celestial waters. It is not in the heavens that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us, I and I, to Shemaim, and bring it to us, I and I, that we, I and I, may hear it and do it, neither. Is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, for I and I, and bring it to us, I and I, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh, very near to thee, aye, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou, the eye, mayest do it. Ki karov aleka hadavar meod defika uabila babeka la la soto. Natati ale faneka hayom eta ha chayim eta ha tov eta ha maweta eta ha ra'ah. Here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering up, here the seventh reading for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, Sabbath, y'all standing, send it Komach Chual, here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 15, Chavarim. Hear, give ear. Re'ei natati alifaneka hayom eta ha'chayim. Eta ha'tov, eta ha'amaweta, eta ha'ra'a. See, I have set before thee this day life and good. Re'ei natati alifaneka hayom eta ha'chayim eta ha'tov. And death and evil with eta hamavet with eta hara'a. In that I command thee I this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall bless thee in the land whitherwear thou goest to possess it, to possess her. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, and worship other God, Elohim Acharim, and serve them. And here is the maftir. Ki yagadti alakem hayom ki avod to bedun lo ta'erikun yamim Allah. Edam asherata over et Hayardena Labo Shama Li Rishataha. I denounce you this day. He God Tia Lakem Hayom. I denounce to you this day that ye that y'all shall surely perish. He God Tia Lakem Hayom Kia Avoda To Beduna Lo. Lo ta'erikuna yamim al ha'adam asher ata oder et hayarden lavoa shama lirishtaha. I denounce to you this day that ye that y'all shall surely perish, and that ye y'all shall not prolong your days upon the land whither way thou passest over Yarden Jordan to go to possess it, to possess her. I call Shamayim Waret, heaven and earth, to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta bachayim. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta Bachayim, choose life. O Bacharta Bachayim. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed, thy race, may live. That thou mayest love Yahuwah Eloheka, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave to him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah Jehovah sware to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give. And here, thus fulfills the Torah Aliyot for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, you're standing, Sendeta Komachuchal. Kubur lekal, kubur dimtz, kubur lechail. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kubur leabinu, lemelkeinu, lekadamawi, chail leselasi. Glory be to Einai Father, to Einai King, the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in name of the Messiah, Getachin, Named, Hanatachin, Jesus Christos, Isis, Amen.
Do remember, we have a double portion right here. So let's go onward and upward right here for this double portion here. Nitzabim and Vayelech right here. And he went. So for
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here. here, for the 52nd Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding here in I&I Rastafari Shabbatical Sabbath Studies. So this Shabbat Straw here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy. Here picking up fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Sefer Devarim, here at chapter 31. Here, Shema Yisrael, give here for the Rishon, Aliyah, for the first reading, first offering up, offering here for this Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went, Shabbat, Vayelech. Hashem Ha'ab Wehabain Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses' last counsel to HaKohanim, to the priests, HaLewim, the Levites, where Yehoshua, and to Joshua. Vayelek Moshe, Vayidaber et ha-debarim ha-eile, il kol Yisrael. And Moses went, Vayelek Moshe, and spake these words, Vayidaber et ha-debarim ha-eile, to all Yisrael, il kol Yisrael. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yahweh, Jehovah have said to me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Vayomer lehem ben meah ve'esrim shana. Anoki hayom lo ukal oda la stata wela bo vayawa amar lai lo ta ebora eta ha yardena haze yawel heka chahova the I Elohim, he shall go over before thee, I am. He will destroy these nations, these goyim, international communities, nationalities, from before thee, I, and thou shalt possess them. And Yehoshua, Joshua, yes, he shall go over before thee, I, as Yahuwah, Jehovah hath said. And here for the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up for this Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went. Ve'asah Yahuwah lahem ka'asher asah le'sichon ul'og malkei ha'emori ul'arzam asher hishamid otam. And Yahweh Jehovah shall do to them, as he did to Sihon, and to Og, king of the Amorites, and to the land of them whom he destroyed, whom he downstroyed. Wa asah Yawalahem Kaasher Asa Litsihono Ula Oga Malke Hai Moria Ula Arzama Asher Hishamid Otam. And Yahweh Jehovah shall give them up before your face, that ye, that y'all may do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Chizku v'imtzu. Be strong, y'all, and of a good courage. Chizku v'imtzu. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim, he it is that doth go with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I, nor forsake thee,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I tried my best, never to stop love you, be there for you. Ooh, still you make my life so miserable. Jealousy and problems coming to our lives. Yeah. We've been together for so long, and we've been through so much. I try to do right, sure, but everything I do seems to go wrong. If I didn't love you, baby, I'd be long gone. I need you now, I need you to be strong, be strong. Every time I go out, she always accusing me, smelling me and telling me, whose perfume is that? Why don't you trust me? You know I am faithful. Well, I only look at other girls, but babes I don't touch. We've been together for so long, and we've been through so much. Try to do right, sure, but everything I do seems to go wrong. If I didn't love you, baby, I'd be long gone. I need you now, I need you to be strong. feel and go. I need you now, I need you to be strong. Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of...
not know life is a fight. You gotta know how to get around.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. Now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
Hi, how you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like a stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't go to school, the system's healing us. They're shooting us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got, the struggle continues, yo. Check the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one competing, yo. That you work to be a winner. Our children going to bed without having a dinner.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait to love. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait to love.
People are filled with expectation, that's fine with me. Opportunity comes but once, so it's time for me. I don't think of failure because the sun shines for me. Something in the back of my head keep reminding me. Give a listening ear when I call. There's good and bad, so just be good and stand tall. A lot of people out there is for me to fall. I'm not scared, I pray to you, I created us all. Evils and the demons, woo, I don't stop with them. Hey, they don't like me, hey, what's up with them? I just can't do without dialogue because it's like the oxygen. I don't need no valley, I don't need no crap with them.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
How you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like the stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't go to school, the system's killing us. There's good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got, the struggle continues, yo. Tell the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one come giving, yo. That you have to be the winner. Our children going to bed without having a dream.
Here's that time, so there I go, Rasta.
You are still gonna listen to the sound, Scan, more ambassador. A killer.
See the
boat
and
make the crowd gather round. See the boat and number one sound. Come on, ambassador, make you move up. Come on, little lady. Come on, ambassador, make you rap up. And come on, come on, ambassador, make you move up. Pop up a barrington and move up.
Drink up the
ambassador make you back up.
Bangladesh,
more ambassador make you act up.
King Ladin,
A for the arm, and a D for the dance. A for the arm, cause it's a D for the dance.
Hey, you chat about if you tell me where you got. Two cricket bats and one size brat. When me take a sack, we got to play from top. Take a little sack, we have to play from top.
Mandela,
make you bad song.
Bang, 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 little
lady. I'm a ambassador, make you move some. I'm a ambassador, make you dance up. Bang, bang, little lady, I'm a ambassador, make you rock up. Hey, now so me say.
Hey, little girl, I beg you tell me where you got. Two cricket balls and I want a cricket bat. Go up on the track and then my power that.
Yes, 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 yes. Brothers and sisters, I'm stopping that right there because the live stream just went off for about a couple of minutes or so. Yes, so until the live stream come back on, I'm going to move forward right here, here, here. Apologies to the listeners. Apologies to the listeners. Yes, I on the Rastafari Israelites and Rastafari Groundation. Blog Talk had went off momentarily, and we had to get it rebooted. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that's my friend, I'm going to start.
You are still listening to the sound, Sky, no ambassador. A killer.
Oh, you know.
The sound and the crowd gather round. See the vote and number one sound. Come on, ambassador, make you move some. Come on, little lady. Come ambassador, make you rock some. And come on, I'm on ambassador, make you move some. Papa Barrington a move
up. String up the arm and the people start to bark. Ambassa make you back up.
From Ladin,
mo ambassa make you act up.
King Ladin,
A for the arm and a D for the dance. A for the arm cause it's a D for the dance.
Hey you chat about if you tell me where you got. Two cricket bats and one size brat. When me take a sack, we got to play from top. Take a little sack, we have to play from top.
Mandela,
make you bad song.
Bang, 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 little
lady. I'm a ambassador, make you move some. I'm a ambassador, make you dance some. Bang, bang, little lady. I'm a ambassador, make you rock some. Hey, now so me say.
Hey, little girl, I beg you tell me where you got. Two cricket bats and I wanna cricket bat. Go up on the track and then my power that. More ambassa make you bad go.
Come on little lady.
More ambassa make you bad go.
Tell me where she really break. I know me herb and me matches and skin. Sometimes guineas and sometimes this. Come little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady. Come little lady, papa, papa, more I make you bad go.
Back.
on them lawyer. Rastafari is no lamb to no slaughter. Okay, heart to fire, burn them now. Me burn them because I'm living too freaky. Me burn them, righteousness them now seeky. Me burn them, Zion I them for speaking. Make the youth them a repeat it all. I'm a sound like justice. Bring forth the Bible. Gunshot in them face are a chop. Bat boy with sharp, sharp blood clock.
Glorious be to the Most High. So, Rastafari. Oh, na 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 na. Hey, it's the same rabbit. I just feel as the I send them. Well, free music feeding. Well, to the Christian we call them. Yeah, cause all the devil control them. Like, I feel as the I send them. Well, some music we play them. Yeah, Mr. Rabbi, my best them. Well, just the gang come tell them say that. We are jump over jungle, jump along a teacher, dream and them need a tackle. All dream and them will be cool and none will hunger. Put down all the gun and leave the train and all the bunker. Master of the eye will be ready for the people. All Rasta man and Boba man we all a tackle. Say them and pray we are licking out the evil. Come down Jack the gang, come play a pity. As you last see, I send them, well, music will lead them. All the Christian we call them, well, cause the devil control them. But sometimes we are tell them to be low carnival. Them want me cross the man in them back and all. So me just say my foundation. That's why they play music, beat and every. So we run the road. Lose the free of faith, the all the man them long as old. Easy me to fly, you touch the gang run the road. You know you're the music, them a ball out. You sound impossible, and I see people. Free of the all the dumb, the deaf, the dying, and all the people. Oh, it's a style, how you humble and you grumble. Because we too comfortable, so we tell them. I think the last thing I send them. Well, stop the gang, come see one them. Well, music and I lead them, yes. Before we control them, well. Come to the Christian, and the beat all the time. It's Rastaman, don't you know so you're ever wrong. Mr. Style play the music for 19 how long. Them a play the Bob Marley, beat the club to us. How them pretty see when we know so we no nervous. A foundation, we dig the land. We set the plan and we buy the boat now. Look how long we are want them, say. King Selassie, I call them, say. But who the devil control them, say. And the boy them never listen, say. Mr. Style say, be the man I say. It's a one year past January morning. From now we are give out the warning. Some boy have to go try to some farming. Mr. Sire music be playing. Well from now bad man is talking. Well taxi gang don't you know them run the dick. And don't you know say we are being thing. Well follow be the man and sing. Oh na na, oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. You know what this is. Yo! These are instrumental conversation. You never see this history yet commit pandilan. Easy Mr. Sly and Beanie Man and Taxi Gang. Easy Mr. Bulby, you are foundation. Easy Lira Sassy, because I know you are the Dan. You are sing song from 19, hold on, we not sure. I'm somewhere from 1971.
Over here, the left, I'm alive. Over here, the left, I'm alive. can't jump on the blues. Put up your hands up. All who smoke and join us to fuck you down there.
The wrong way to Yahweh, truth and life. Yes, I turn around right there, beatbox mix. But here, today's daily psalm, let's ride up. Let's break this down and build on.
Psalm 79.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, dub string, violin of peace. Dennis Capra, dub of peace. Right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 79.
Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
Thank you. Adma Yahweh, Adma Yahweh, Enaf Lanetzach, Tivara Komo Eisha Inateka, Shefoka Hamateka. El Hagoy Masholoy Dauka Wa Allah Mamlakota Asher Beshimeka Logao Kia Kala Eta Yaikom We Eta Nawehua Hea Shamu Alatizkar lanua eonota ria shoni mahera yikadamunu rahameka kia dalon alon eho. Azrenu Elohei Ishail, Azrenu Elohei Ishail, Azrenu Elohei Ishail, Al Devar Kobod Shemeka, We Hatzleinu, We Kapir Al Hatotenu, Lima'an Shemeka. Lama Yomru Hagoyi, Hayelohem, Yiwada'a Begoyima Le'ayneinu, Nikmat Adam Badeka Hashafuk, Tabol faneka in kata sira Kogodela ziro eka Hotira benea temuta Wea hasheba lishkenenu Shivu atama ila hekama Kherpatama shira kherfuka Adonai Adonai Wa enachnu ameka With on amar iteka Nodeleka leolam olam Ledor wadora nisapira tehilateka Leolam am Ledor wadora nisapira tehilateka Namar iteka Nodeleka leolam olam Meka with onamar iteka Nodeleka leolam olam Adonai 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 Wa enachnu ameka With onamar iteka Nodeleka leolam Ledor wadora nisapira tehilateka
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely pond. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and have the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Mizmor Ein Teitz. Psalm 79, Mizmor Ein Teitz. Psalm LXXIX. Mizmor Le'asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim abinachlateka t'imu etaheka lakadsheka samu eta Yerushalayim le'ayim. A psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are coming to thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. Mizmor le Asaph, a psalm of Asaph, the gatherer. Elohim ba'u goyim de nachlateka. O Elohim, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim de nachlateka. They have defiled thy holy temple, thy Isla temple, thy holy set-apart temple. They have defiled. Timu etahekala kadsheka. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'ayim. These words, these devarim, these words are to be considered in the light, illumination of the verse, even the verse from Lamentations, Lamentations 4 and 12 that reads, the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy would have entered into the gates of Yerushalayim, into the gates of Jerusalem. Who would have believed that after the miracles that were wrought within her gates in the days of Sennacherib, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem would have been subdued by the might of her enemies? Think of the miracles of the past. After the troop of Amalek had come to Ziklag and burnt it, and had taken captive everyone, men, women, and children, that was in it. As soon as Dawid came and found Ziklag burnt and her inhabitants taken captive, he sat down, he and his men, and wept. According to Scripture, What did David ask? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did David ask the Holy One? Blessed be He. In 1 Samuel 30:8, he asked, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou, the eye, shalt surely overtake them. And David and Dawid inquired of Yahweh of Jehovah, saying, Vayishala Dawid by Yahuwah lemor, Erdofa achreya hagdud hazeh, ha a sigenu wayomer lo. And he said to him, Ridof kia hasega tasiga wehatsela tatsil. Shall I pursue after this troop? Erdofa achreya hagdud hazeh? Shall I overtake them? Ha'asigenu? And he answered him, Vayomer lo, pursue, for thou, the I, shall surely overtake them. Ridof, kia, ha sega tasiga, we hatzela tatsil, for the I shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. We hatzel tatsil. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And so Dawid did. He pursued and overtook them, fell upon them, and smote them, as is said even in 1 Samuel. Chapter 30, verse 17. And David smote them from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. Wayakim David me ha neshefa we adaha ereva le'ma horatam. And David smote them. Wayakim Tawid, from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. Meha neshefa wa adaha ereba le mahoratam. And the verse goes on to say, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men who rode upon camels and fled. This Asa could not do. Therefore, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, there is no strength in me, in I, to pursue Zara, the Ethiopian king. Wayikra Asa Eliyahua Elohayo Wayomar Yahua Eina Emeka La Zora Ben Rab Lein Koacha Ezarenu Yahua Elohenu Ki Aleka Nisha Anu Ua Be Shimka Banu Allahe Hamona Haze Yahua Elohenu Ata Ala Ya Zora Imeka Enosh. And here, 2 Chronicles chapter 14 in the KJV is verse 11. In the Hebrew, it'll be verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11, KJV in the Hebrew scripts. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10. And Asa cried to Jehovah, his God, his true good. Wayikra, Asa, Eliyahua, Elohayo. and said, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be, no thing, nothing, with the eye to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us. Help I and I, O Yahweh, O Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I power, I and I true good, I and I true God, I and I Elohim. For I and I rest on thee, on the eye, and in thy name, we, I and I, go against this multitude, Yahweh, O Jehovah, thou, the I Eloheinu, I and I power, I and I Elohim. Let not, make not man prevail against thee. Make not mortal man prevail against thee. I. Vayikra asa Eliyahu Elohayo. Vayomar Yahuwah ein imeka. La ezora bein rab. The ein koacha. Azareinu Yahweh Eloheinu, ki aleka nisha'anu, ua b'shimka banu ala hehamon hazeh, Yahweh Eloheinu, ata ala ya'isora imeka enosh. Asa said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, there is no strength in me and I to pursue Zara, the Ethiopian, the Cushite king. What did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, do? Blessed be he, do? According to 2 Chronicles 14:11, Hebraically speaking, Yahuwah Jehovah smote the Ethiopians, the Cushites, before Asa. Wayegof Yahuwah eta hakushim lifne Asa wi lifne Yehuda. Wayanusu hakushim. So Jehovah smote the Cushites, the Ethiopians, before Asa, and before Yehuda, and before Judah, and the Cushim, HaCushim. And so the Ethiopians fled. Wayigof Yahuwah et HaCushim lifnei Asa v'lifnei Yehuda. Wayanusu HaCushim. Jehoshaphat, too, stood up and said, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, of the Universe, there is no strength, no strength in me, in I, to pursue them, or to make war against them. But I and I will wait here, and thou, the I, pursue them, until they are smitten. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, did, as is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, and when they began in singing and praise, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that were come against Yehuda, and they smote one and other. Ube'aita heyachelua be'rin Uatahila Natan Yahuwah me Arvim al Bneya Amon Moab with Harasair Habayim Ali Yehuda Wayayenagifu. And when they began to sing and to praise, and when they began, when they began to sing and to praise. Uba aita heya chilua birina ua tehila. And when they began to sing and to praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were come against Yehuda, and they were smitten. They were nagafed, and they were smitten. Why ye nagifu? Ube'ait, and in the time, hey chelu, that they began, ube'aita hey chelua berina, to sing in shrilling and ringing tones, berina, ua tehila, and the elta, Natan Yahuwah me arbima al bnei amona Moab wahar seira habayima li Yehuda waya yinagifu. How did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power, bring this about? He clothed the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Har Seir, the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, in mirror-like brilliance, so that when they looked at another, they saw their own reflection. Taking these reflections, however, for Banai Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, laying in ambush, they smote one another. They smote one and other. Taking these reflections, they smote one another. When Sennacherib came, Hezekiah stood up and likewise said, quote, "There is no strength in me, in I, to pursue, or even to look upon battles. In the hour when I sleep on my couch, wage thou our battles, wage thou our battles." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "This I shall do for thee, sleep thou on thy couch, and I shall wage the battle. I shall wage the battle." What does Scripture go on to say? Even in 2 Kings 19:35. "And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 5,000. Kulam pegarima metim. And it came to pass that night that the angel of Jehovah went out. Wayehi balaila hahu, wayetzeya malaki Yahuwah. And smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they all dead corpses. Wayehia balaila hahu. Wayetseya malak yahua. Wayak. Be machinea shur mea shemonim wachemisha lef. Wayashaki mubaboker. Wehine kulam pigarim metim. And all of these were governors, dukes, and marshals, in addition to their uncounted hosts. And many of their hosts, their armies, had previously gone away. Our masters said, only one out of every 60 remain, yet those that remain filled the land of Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 8 and 8, the radio bone of his wings shall spread over the land. And the radio bone of a cock's wing is but 1/60th. Of the spread of his wings. And here in Yeshayahu 8 and 8, the fuller verse, in Esaias chapter 8, verse 8, and he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Immanuel. Wechalafa bi Yehuda shataf, weabara adats awara yagia, wehaya mutota kanafayua melo rachaba arzeka Immanuel. All these Assyrians died. And how many were left alive? Rab said, 10. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 19, that a child may write them down. That a child may write them down. Down. Ushar eitza yairoa misapara yehiyua witnaara yikitavain. The verse. And the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them, that a child may write them. Usha'ar eitza ya'iroa miyas misapara yihiyu witna'ara yikitavain. That a child, na'ara, witna'ara yikitavain, that a child may write them down. And what character does a child, a na'ar, write most easily? The yod, that stands for 10. Rav Eliezer said, 6, for it is said that a child may write them down, that a child may write them down. Misapara yihiyua witna'ara yikitavain. And what character does a child write most easily? The wow. That stands for 6. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, 5. For the verse in Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 6, 2. 3 berries in the top of the uppermost bow, based on the verse that reads, yet gleaming grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree. Two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough. Four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith Yahuwah Elohe Israel. So Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Judah said five for the verse in Isaiah 17 and 6, two, three berries in the top of the uppermost bough. This proves that five of the Assyrians were left alive. Rav Tanchum and Rav Achiya said nine of them were left alive. For the verse, the same verse in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 6 says, four, five in the branches, four, five in the outmost fruitful boughs thereof, saith Yahuwah Elohe Yisrael. This proves that there were nine. Rav Tanchum Barra Chanelai said 14, for in the verse 2, three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four, five in the branches of the fruitful tree. The words 2, 3 prove that there were five. The words 4, 5 prove that there were nine. Thus, 14 of them were left alive. And Nebuchadnezzar was one of them. When the men of Jerusalem of Jerusalem provoked their creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant to bring up Nebuchadnezzar against them, to destroy, to downstroy Jerusalem, and to banish Israel, to banish Israel from the land, as is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 43 and 10, where it reads, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. Some commentators say that Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 9 is somewhat more appropriate, and Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 9, it reads, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, and Nebuchadnezzar, king, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against the land, and against inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and an hissing, and a perpetual desolation. A note here on the Yod and the Wow. The Yod and the Wow, two Hebrew letters, the Yod and the Wow, are the simplest letters of the Ibrit Aleph Beit of the Hebrew alphabet, consisting of a short and a long vertical stroke, respectively.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this piece.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba God.
Slasya.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba gadaha wazahat a yakalama nasa a pa ts ka ka ra sha ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. 22, 22, 22. Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta, ta, ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, ha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, na, nun, sa, samech, a, ain, pa, pei, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau,
ta, tau,
ta, tau,
ta, tau,
aba, gada, ha, wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this place, speak to this place, speak to this
place.
מזמור עין תת, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים, באו גויים בנחלתך, תמאו את היכל קודשך, שמו את ירושלים לעיים, נתנו את נבלת עבדך, מאכל לעוף השמיים, ושר חסידך לחייתו ארץ. שפכו דמם כמים, סביבות ירושלים, ואין קובר. היינו חרפה לשכננו, לעג וקלס לסביבותינו. עד מה אדוני תאנף לנצח, תבער כמו אש קנאתך. שפוך חמתך אל הגויים אשר לא ידעוך, ועל ממלכות אשר בשמך לא קראו. כי אכל את יעקב ואת נביהו השמו. אל תזכור לנו עוונות ראשונים, מהר יקדמונו רחמך, כי דלונו מאוד. עוזרנו אלוהי ישענו על דבר כבוד שמך, והצילנו וכפר על חטאותינו למען שמך. למה יאמרו הגויים איה אלוהיהם? יוודע בגויים לעינינו נקמת דם עבדיך השפוך. תבוא לפניך אנקת אסיר כגודל זרועך, הותר בני תמותה. והשב לשכננו שבעתיים אל חקם, חרפתם אשר חרפוך אדוני. ואנחנו עמך וצאן מרעיתך, נודה לך לעולם, לדור ודור, נספר תהילתך.
Yes, 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 I hear. Hello to Brother Paulos, Ross Paulos. We're going to slow down on that. True, you know, we are, you know, be as a child again. So we're going to slow down the basics or some of the Hebrew, you know, the baby Hebrew right there. Give thanks for that word. That word came to I, you know, ones and ones who are looking at the board and the live chat. Definitely. Give thanks for that word right there. And we will seek to, you know, do so as we move forward. Give thanks for the feed forward and also others that have commented on the board. Sometimes we don't get to see it, but some of the co-laborers bring it to I and I attention. So, yes, Ras Paulos, we heard. Yes, I. And give thanks for that word right there. Here, the next part of the Midrash, just breaking down this psalm here, comparing scripture with scripture. Second part of the Midrash for Psalm 79. Shema Yisrael.
The Midrash. The second part of the Midrash on Mizmor Ayin 8 on Psalm 79, Psalm LXXIX. Rav Lowi, Levi taught that for 18 years a divine voice kept crying out in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, saying, "Wicked, ratchet servant, go up and destroy the house of thy master, for the children of thy master do not hearken to him." And Nebuchadnezzar was afraid to come up because he knew what had befallen Sennacherib in the days of Hezekiah. And he did not believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, would destroy Jerusalem. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? He sent a diviner to find out whether he should go up or not. For it is said, even in Ezekiel 21:26, "The king of Babylon standeth at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He shooteth the arrows to and fro." Ki amad melech Bavel im em hadereka berosh shne haderakima le kesama kasema kilkala bahitzima shala baterafima raa bakaved. Here in Ezekiel 21, the Midrash here, it has 21:26, but here we find it in Ezekiel 21:21. The verse that reads, "For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright. He consulted with images. He looked in the liver." Hear, the Hebraics, the Hebrew. "Ki amad melech Bavel il aim hadereka b'rosha shnei hadrakim lika sama kasema kilkala b'chitzim sha'ala b'terafim ra b'kaved." This verse teaches that when he shot the arrow in the direction of Antzokiah of Antioch, or in the direction of Tyros of Tyre, or in the direction of Laodicea, the arrow broke. But that when he shot an arrow in the direction of Yerushalayim of Jerusalem, it did not break. Thus, like this, he knew that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, would be destroyed by his hand. When he perceived this, he said at once to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, "Blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, who would have believed that enemies could enter into Yerushalayim, into Jerusalem, and destroy it, and destroy her, could enter the very place which no mortal has ever been able to approach. Behold, the enemies did come in and did defile thy holy place, and did slay thy children, as is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin 8, Psalm 79, Psalm LXXIX. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. They have defiled thy holy temple. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachlateka t'imu eta hekala. They have given the
the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of heaven. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'im. Natanu eta nivlata evadeka. Ma'ekal le'of hashamayim. Hence, here, it is said, even in Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 12, the kings of the earth would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy would have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Lo he'eminu malke eretz kol yoshvei tevel ki yabot ar we oye b'sha'erei Yerushalayim. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed. Lo heminu malke eretz kol yoshbei tevel, that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Ki yabo tsar we'oye b'sha'erei Yerushalayim.
Yes, brothers and sisters, that one right there was actually a shorter one. We thought that one was longer right there. There, but still moving forward with the Midrash, the breakdown right here. And also Queen Makeda, for those who seek to learn Hebrew, you know, from a very good teacher of Hebrew, Queen Makeda going to ask her to give us some adverts to put right here for ones and ones. A few of us are even taking those classes right there. It's beginning with a modern Hebrew, but take on that word for it, but check it out for yourself. The modern Hebrew really opens up the biblical Hebrew. But here, for the 79th Psalm, the third part of the Midrash right here.
Malke kol yoshvei tevel ki yabo tsar we'oyei b'sha'erei Yerushalayim. Hence here, it is said, the kings of the earth, Malke eretz, would not have believed. Lo he'eminu malke eretz, that the adversary and the enemy would have entered into the gates of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Ki yabo tsar we'oye b'sha'erei Yerushalayim. A psalm of Asaph, O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Mizmor.
Hear.
Today's daily song.
Mizmor
Ayin Tet. Mizmor Ayin Tet. Psalm 79. Psalm LXXIX. Mizmor Le'asaf. A psalm of the gatherer. A chant, an intonation of the gatherer. Mizmor Le'asaf. Elohim Ba'ugoyim. Be'nachlateka. O Elohim, the heathen, the nations and nationalities are come, ba'u goyim, into thine inheritance, b'nachalateka. But should Asaph have composed a psalm of praise? Should it not have been a dirge? Likewise, though you read, even in 2 Shemuel and 2 Samuel 15 and 30, and David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives, and wept as he went up. Would David ole be na eleya hazetim ole uboke. And David went up with David ole by the ascent de ma of the Mount of Olives. Hazetim ole, and wept as he went up.
ole, uboke, uboke, and wept, uboke. Yet, it is said, even in Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3, superscription, first verse, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor le David, de barcho mipne Absalom abeno. A psalm of David, Mizmor le David, de barcho, when he fled, de barcho mipne, from the face, mipne Absalom, from the face of Absalom, mipne Absalom beno. His son, Binno. Scripture says, however, in the Mashal, in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, in Proverbs 21:15, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simach las adika, esota mishpat. It is a joy to the righteous. Simcha las adik. To do judgment is sota mishpat. That is, when righteous men are brought to judgment, they compose psalms, chants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Hence, here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Teit, in Psalm 79, here, Asaf said, a psalm of Asaph, O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Mizmor le Asaph, Elohim, ba'u goyim, be'nachlateka. A mashal, a parable, a proverb, a mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, with a son who was stubborn and would not obey. What did HaMelech do? What did the king do? What did the negus do? When he became filled with wrath, he went into his son's pavilion and cut and tore and threw about the hangings until they were all ripped to pieces, and then he flung them out. HaMelech, the king, the negus, said, have I not done well? I have torn apart my son's pavilion. I can make another pavilion more beautiful, more eitiful, but I have not slain Bini, my son, in my wrath. Had I slain Bini, my son, my brother's son would be mine ear. It is better that mine own son be mine ear. So too Asaf said, did not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, do well in venting His wrath upon sticks and stones and not upon His children? As Scripture says, even in Lamentation 4:11, the Lord hath accomplished His fury. He hath poured out His fierce anger, and He hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. Kilah Yahuwah eta chemato, shafaka chronapo, wayatz eta eish b'tzion. Wa tokala yesodoteha. Jehovah hath accomplished His fury. Kila Yahuwah etachmato. He hath poured out His fierce anger. Shafak charonapo. And He hath kindled a fire in Zion. Wa yatzeta esha b'tzion. And it hath devoured, it hath eaten the foundations thereof, it hath eaten her foundations. Wa tokala yesodoteha. Therefore it is said, Mizmor le Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, a psalm of the gatherer. The heathen are come into thine inheritance, they have defiled thy holy temple. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachlateka. T'im'u et ha'hekala k'adisheka. Samu et Yerushalayim Aleim. They have made Jerusalem into heaps. Them thou didst permit to come in, but didst thou not say in Torateka, in the I Torah? The common man that draweth nigh shall be put to death, in Bamidbar, in Numbers 1 and 51. And not only the common man, even when the two sons of Aharon, the two sons of Aaron, who were holy men, came into the sanctuary to bring offerings, they were consumed by fire, Be'esh. Likewise, Uzziah, did he not come into the sanctuary for thine honor? For what was in his hand? Was it not aishent, incense to burn, lefaneka, before the eye? And he went forth a leper, nay, more. The very earth quaked, but the uncircumcised ones, them, thou, the eye, didst permit to come unscathed into thy sanctuary, into Kadeshka. Ha Elohim replied to Asaph, the others came into it without permission. Therefore I smote them. But these came into her, with permission. I even commanded them to do so, as is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 1:15. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the earth, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. Kia hinniya korea lekola mishepehota mam lekota tsafona numiyahua ubaua we natenu isha kisoa petacha sha'ereya Yerushalayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further to Asaph, what did Hagoyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community do? They made Jerusalem into heaps, but I shall set it up anew, Chadash, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 60 and 17, for brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver. Asaph asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, the heaps thou wilt renew, but Baneka, the eye children who are slain, what of them? Even as is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 79 and 2, where it reads, the dead bodies of thy servants have they given to thee food, to the fowls of heaven, the flesh of thy saints, to the beasts of the earth. Natanua eta nibalata evadeka, ma ekala leof hashemayim, besara chasedeka lechaito aretz. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of heaven. Natanua eta nivlata evadeka ma'ekala le'of hashamayim, the flesh of thy saints, besara chasedeka, to the beasts of the earth, le'chaito aretz. Asaph meant, however, that once judgment was executed upon them, they became saints. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 25, verses 2 to 3, then it shall be, if the wicked man deserve to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to the measure of his wickedness, according to the measure of his wretchedness. But the verse, it goes on directly to say, lest thy brother Achikah, Windermere, should be dishonored before thine eyes. That is to say, he was called a wicked man, a rasha, kufu, to begin with. But after he was beaten, behold, he is again, achika, he is again thy brother. Their blood have they shed like water. Shafku damim kamaim. They have shed their blood like water. Shafku damim kamaim. The heathen, the goyim, the nationalities, the international community, shed Yisrael's blood as if it were the blood of beasts, chayto. Of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 12 and 16. Thou mayest pour it out upon the earth as water. And the words round about Yerushalayim, and there was none to bury them round about Sevivot Yerushalayim, Ve'ein Kover, round about Jerusalem, Sevivot Yerushalayim, and none, Ve'ein Kover. Ain Kober, with none, no one to bury them. This tells you that Hagoyim, the Gentiles, the nationality, the nations, did not permit even the bones to be buried. When a mortal owes 100 minas, dunzai, to his friend, and his friend says, give me my money. And he answered, I have no money. What is there for his friend to do? He must go along. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so, the Holy One, blessed be He. He makes HaNefesh. He makes the soul pay. He makes her pay. And when HaNefesh, the soul, goes forth, He makes the body pay. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 10 and 18. He will consume both body and soul. He will consume both soul and body. When there is neither soul nor body, He makes the bones pay, as is said even in Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah 8 and 1. At that time, at that Iowa, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yehuda, the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves, nay, to pay even more. For Hagoyim, the nationalities, the nations, they taunt us, they ridicule us, they taunt us, as is said, even in the next verse of Mizmor Ayin Peit, where it reads, we are become a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. Hayinu cherpa li shakenenu, l'aga wat ele salisa bi botenu. We are become a taunt. Hayinu cherpa to our neighbors, li shakenenu, a scorn and a derision, l'aga wat ele, to them that are round about us, li sabi botenu. Nay. Nah, still more to pay. For Hagoyim, the heathen, the nationalities, the Gentiles, they say that they offend not. They say they don't offend. They offend not in what they do to us, in what they do to I and I. As is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 50 and 7, where it reads, all that found them have devoured them, have eaten them up. And their adversaries say, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord. Kol amotzeihem ekalum v'sareihem amru lo ne'eshama tachat asher chato'u ala Yahuwa ne'wez edeka'u amikaweya eboteihem Yahuwa. All that found them have devoured them, eaten them up. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Jehovah, the habitation of justice, even Jehovah, the hope of their fathers, the hope of their patriarch.
Rise, ye righteous patriarchs, ye righteous matriarchs, for the children need y'all. Yes, I. So right here, 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 like just segue right here in that theme of Jerusalem and what them do to I and I. We can even see what the cannabis and organic. Who's the first one? It's the Rastafari that proclaimed these things. First shall be last, or last shall be first. But here, I'd like to share this tune here from Queen Makeda. Queen Makeda, also Hebrew teacher. Yes, Queen Makeda was Psalm 137, this tune on Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Im eshkachek, Yerushalayim. If I forget thee, if I forget thee, im eshkachek. Speaking to she, im eshkachek, eshkachek. Yerushalayim, if I forget you, O Jerusalem. Verse 5 of Psalm 137, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, make my right hand forget her cunning. Right here, 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 Queen Makeda of this tune right here in the English and, of course, the Hebrew, the Ivrit, right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Yes. Apologies right there. That was another artist right there, but the one from Queen Makeda, I think it's an I Am Shem. I Am Shem right here, here, here. In the relix right here, disciple, discipline, rhythm. Yes, I. My joy.
Yerushalayim tidbak lashoni. Im lo ale et Yerushalayim rosh rosh simchati.
Yes, so that was another tune I was going to play at first, but that there, I am Shem. Yeah, these verses here in the Hebrew from Psalm 137, among the ruins of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. Im eshkachek Yerushalayim, if I forget thee, Jerusalem. Tishakach yemini, may my right hand forget her cunning. Tidabak alishoni lechiki, and my tongue cleaves the roof of my mouth. Yes. And that's it right there. You know, where's I and I right hand? Where's the word sound? Because we're forgetting the important thing. Yes, I, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, not the place. For we, the people, the heart of the prophecy. But here, let's zoom in on just a couple of verses here in today's daily psalm, namely verses 9 to 13. We call this the Israelites, Ethiopian, the civil war of Psalm 74 as it connects right here. Yes, sir. Look what reason is to the daily psalm. Here we go.
I and I will tell of thy praise, I Isis, to all generations. The last verse in the Yehudi and the Ibrit in the Hebrew, was called Hebrew, but more correctly Yehudi, as it's the Judean form of the ancient Hebrew speech that we have memorialized in the scriptures. Here we have Lidor Wador, Lidor for a generation, a door. Wa and Dor, for a generation and generation. Nisapir, to tell, right, to tell. Now, the word for sefer is the word for book. So it's like a sense of accounting, to account for, but brought out in this sense as Nisapir, I and I, to tell. Nisapir, Tehilatika, the Tehila, the Elilta. In them Amharic is known as the Elilta, from the Halal, right, Tehilatika. Tehilatika, the I Isis, the I praises. That is Yisrael, Israel's appointed mission. What is the appointed mission that the lost found have been an omission of? What's that appointed mission? To tell of the praises. Israel's appointed mission is to tell of the Isis of he who be who he be. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yes. So here we have Isaiah chapter XLIII, which will be chapter 40, 43 and 21. Israel's appointed mission to tell Nisapir Tehilatika of the eyes, Elilta, the Ililililil, the eyes, the praises, the exaltation. Deliverance will evoke voice, right? Isis, praises. And instead of the sad story, the sad succession of sin, of uckery and suffering from generation to generation, Lidor Wador, the solidarity of Jah people, of Jah nation, will be more happily expressed by ringing songs transmitted from father to son and gathering volume, pumping up the volume, making it ram in Hebrew, like to be high. Gather volume as they flow from age to age. Now, the portion that we zoomed in on in that way, that was a dub way from creation, dub right there, was verses 9 to 13. Now, let me just look at this right here because we're looking at the Hebrew. Yeah, it should be numbered the same way, verses 9 to 13. Verses 9 to 12 is the prayer, the tefillah in the Hebrew, the elot, for help. And it began off, right, it began off with help us, help I and I. Azreinu, help I and I. Elohei, Yishainu, Elohei, the power of Elohim. Elohei, Yishainu from Yashar, as we have in the name of the Savior, Yeshua. Azreinu, Elohei, Yishainu, help I and I. Help I and I, O Elohim, of I and I salvation. Yishainu, of I and I, Yeshua. Al-Devar, Kavod, Shemeka. Debar is the word. Al-Debar, on the word. Now people say, on this, on that, on God, on that, on this and that, but on the word, Al-Debar, Kavod, Shemeka, Kavod. Kavod is glory in the Hebrew. Kavod, some would say as Kavod, so this may be read as Al-Devar, Kavod, Shemeka, for the sake of the glory of Shemeka, of the I male name, for the sake of the glory of the I male name, Shemeka, Al-Debar, Kavod, Shemeka. Now, this phrase here, for the sake of the glory of thy name, is a frequent prayer to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power, Lahayim, is a frequent prayer and plea, a plea to the power in prayer, a frequent plea. This word sound right here, this Hebrew mantra right here, for the sake. For whose sake? For what sake? For the sake of the glory of thy name. Al-Debar, on the word. Al-Debar, Kabod, Shemeka, on the word of the glory of the I name. Help I and I, O Elohim, O power of I and I, Yeshua. Azreinu Eloheya Yishainu, for the sake, on the word, in the Hebrew, for the sake will be brought out more better as on the word, Al-Devar, Kabod, Shemeka, on the Kabod, the glory of Shemeka, the I male name. So the suppliants, even from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, as we have in Zephaniah chapter 3, if the suppliants' sins, the ukaris, falling short, are so heavy, as not to deserve a response, the appeal right here, on the word of the glory of thy name, for the sake of the glory of thy male name, the appeal is made on the ground, on the groundation of Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's honor, that is compromised, since Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel's fate, Ainai's fate, is bound, as the Akedah of Yitzhak, even here in the season, is bound up therewith. Just bringing out this word sound here in the ninth verse, help I and I. O Elohim, O power of I and I salvation, of I and I Yeshua, Azreinu, Elohei Yishainu, Al-Devar, Kabod, Shemeka, and deliver us, deliver I and I, Hatzeleinu is an interesting word. It's from Natzal. Natzal in the Hebrew literally means to snatch. So literally in the Hebrew, the word deliver I and I is snatch us. And snatch I and I, and forgive I and I ukaris, with kapir, kippur, ha kippurim, atonement, with kapir, kafar, right, kafar, they say kafir boy, but the Hebrew root of that is atonement, with kapir, and atone, or forgive, al chatoteinu, all upon, and forgive on, and cover up on I and I, falling short, missing the mark, chatoteinu. So the key here is for the sake, on the word of the glory, on the word of the glory of the I name, on the word of the glory of thy name. Do this why? Do this for who? Do this because of the glory of thy name. Al-Debar Kabod Shemekad, I male name. Here, on the air, we have like seven minutes before the grace period right here. Love to share the Midrash right here, as the Midrash focuses on Zara, who was one of the Cushite tribes, Ethiopian tribes, that tried to come up against Asa, you know, the Israelites and what went on right there. Right? So it's like when the careless Ethiopians try to come up against the children of Israel, the careful Ethiopians, what's going on? But here in today's Psalm, verse 10, just to touch on a couple of the basics right here, in verse 10 it says, wherefore should the nations, the other nations say, where is their Elohim? Where is their God? Wherefore, in other words, if you don't do this, then why would a nation say this? If you don't do it, the nation are going to say, where is their Elohim? Where is their Elohim? Wherefore should the nation say? So pleaded Moshe. Moses pleaded this very same way. Wherefore? Why? Lama yomru hagoyim. Aye Elohim. Aye Eloheihem. Aye, aye, where Eloheihem? Where is their Elohim? Aye Eloheihem. Aye Eloheihem. Where is their power? Why should the other nationalities say, the other nations say, concerning Jah people, where is their power? So this phrase here, wherefore should a nation say, this is how Moses made his argument to Hashem, after the sin, the uckery of the molten calf, that is falsely called the golden calf. Scripture always referred to as the molten calf. Had a little bit of gold in it. Maybe the people saw things that wasn't really there. That's why they wanted the molten calf. But after the sin of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, Moshe, he pleaded with Jehovah, wherefore should a nation say, Lama yomru hagoyim? Lama yomru hagoyim? Why? Lama? Why? For what? Literally, for what? Lama. La for ma. Ma for what? Yomru, them saying hagoyim, the nation, the Gentiles, the international community. And he also, Moshe also appealed the same way, this very same way, the very same words, Lama yomru hagoyim. Lama for what? Yomru, them saying hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, the nation states. He also said this after the affair, right, the bad affair, right, the love-hate affair of the 10 spies that brought back lies and discouraged the whole generation of Yisrael. So instead of going forward, they wanted to go backward, and that generation had wandered in the wilderness a year for a day, 40 years. But Moses said the very same thing. So you can check this out in Exodus chapter 32, verse 12, and in Numbers chapter 14, verse 13. Also, interesting note in Psalm 115, round about the second verse. Wherefore should a nation say, where is their Elohim? Aye, Eloheihem. Make the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known. Be made known. So all the cover-ups to be made known among the nations in I and I sight. The avenging of the blood. Yewada bagoyim le'aynenu. Right. Let it be known. Let it be known. Yewada, yewada, yewada bagoyim le'aynenu. In our eyes. Let it be known in our eyes. What? The avenging. The vengeance. Right. In the time of vengeance, corresponding with the second advent of the Moshiach, the second advent, the Messiah in the second advent, concerning the day of vengeance. Let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations, the other nations of the world, all nations of the world. We have Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43. It should be noted that the call for divine retribution is not motivated by the desire to see the persecutors suffer. So there is a call for divine retribution, as Barana Selassie and the Rastafari before I and I said, pray for the judgment day. But the call for the divine retribution is not motivated by the desire to see the persecutors, the false prosecutors suffer. Nah, not that. But that it should be known. Let it be known how Hailahim, how the power, the true good, the true God, upholds the cause of their victims and executes justice up on the earth. Good over evil. Key word here, in our sight. Le'aynenu, in our eyes. Le'aynenu, le'aynenu, in our eyes. May this happen soon, and do not put it off, O Jehovah. Don't put it off. Make the groaning of the prisoner come before thee. All those falsely imprisoned in this world industrial prison complex, make the groaning of the prisoner come before thee, I, according to the greatness of thy power, according to the greatness of thy power. Set free those that are appointed to death. In the Hebrew, it calls those who are appointed to death the sons of death. Here, here, here. 90 seconds, y'all, on the live stream. Calling, here to full of foe. 90 seconds. calling, 90 seconds. Yes, I. So by the greatness of his power, the power of he who be who he be, by the greatness of his power. 60 seconds. Greatness of his power. 60 seconds, y'all, right here. 60 seconds. Greatness of your power. Set free those that are appointed. Those who are appointed to death, the B'nai Temuta, the sons of death, and render to Ainai neighbors sevenfold, at number seven, sevenfold, seven times into their bosom, their reproach, their taunting, their reproach, their taunting, their mocking, their taunting Ainai, their reproach for Ainai, wherewith they have reproached, they taunt thee, I, Adonai, O Adonai. This is a key verse right here as well. This verse right here, that their reproach, their taunting, that they taunt, the taunting that they taunt Ainai, is really the taunting against Adonai. Adonai Jah, Rastafari Kedemawi, how does Allah say? So the prisoner here is Israel, is the once lost, now found, the lost sheeple of the house of Israel, the Beit Israel, Ainai in captivity. Those that are appointed to death, as we said, literally the sons of death. It may also mean those who are condemned to die. So there's this Hebraic phrase, b'nei temuta, b'nei temuta, muta? B'nei temuta, b'nei, sons of temuta, sons of death, those who are condemned to die. 1 Samuel, Shimuel, chapter 20, verse 31. 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 16. And also here in today's psalm, in the prayer for help, it's those who are enduring a living death in exile. So it's both those who are appointed to death, like those who are falsely charged and convicted on, like, say, death row in the prison industrial complex, so to speak, and also those who are not incarcerated like that, but those who are enduring a living death even while in exile, so far, far, far from home. And render to Ainai neighbors, right, sevenfold into their bosom. Our neighbors are those others in the context of the time, other nations, but those who are not of Ainai, we're in the world, not of the world, who gloat over Ainai misfortune, over when bad things happen to Ainai, to Jah people. Instead of showing sympathy, or maybe empathy, or some passy, they gloat over this, they taunt, they mock Ainai. Therefore, sevenfold into their bosom, sevenfold. We have this in Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Where we have the origin and symbolic use of the number seven. Also in Psalm 12, Hebraically verse 7 goes into that sevenfold. Into their bosom. Why into their bosom? Some might say it's on top of their head. But why do we have here in this Psalm of Asaph? Asaph means the gatherer, into their bosom. Because the folds of the garment, above the girdle, are used in the east. So when we look to the east, What a misraq to melketu. Look to the east. The folds of the garment above the girdle are used in the east as pockets, the folds, where the clothing folds in, as pockets for holding articles of various kinds. Therefore, this is like to say, may punishment overtake them so closely that it is, so to speak, carried about by them in their pocket, in their bosom, close to their heart, close to their chest, to keep the judgment hard to come. Why? Because they have reproached the eye. Though they taunt Ainai, Rastafari Jah people, once lost, now found, they really are reproaching the eye. So here the appeal is not made, oh, look what they do to me, but look what they're doing to me. They are doing it to you. What they do to Ainai, speaking to the Most High, Adonai, they do to the eye. They made slighting remarks, gloating, mockery about Israel, especially Ainai, the Beta Israel, right? And about Ainai power, Ainai source, Ainai true good, Ainai true God, about his majesty, Ainai power as being helpless to help his people. Like when one say, well, what has Rastafari done for you? What does Selassie do for you? You know, they ask, that's another form of it. Although maybe it's innocent, but let Jah sort between this and that, because it's a judgment day, Every day is a judgment day. Here, bringing this to verse 13, there's a hope, tikva, there's tesva, there's expectation for the future. In this verse here, sealing up today's psalm, just a zoom in on this area here, seeing the tribal war, civil war in Ethiopia that surrounds the New Jerusalem, Lalibela, and the holy place. We pray that, you know, what we see in the prophecy does not come to pass, but we're pointing it out that it may come to pass. It's all about the people's repentance. So may the faithful Ethiopians that are praying and repenting and fasting from the 6th of September all the way to September 11th, Ethiopian New Year, may their prayers and their repentances be heard. But here, verse 13, so I and I that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture, will give thee thanks, young, for Isis for Ivor. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy Isis, to all generations. Very interesting that the song and music right? And Rastafari with the king's music, the song and the music is so integral to true Israel, to the remnant of Israel, to the irritical, we say the spiritual Israel, right? Because enough Israel according to the flesh. But what about those according to the irit bring forth the praises? So I and I, that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture. After Hailahim, the power had executed retribution, Yisrael, Israel, will have cause to praise him. Some read this as the prayer here is, do this so that we will have even more cause to praise the eye. You know who we be, O Jehovah. You know who I and I be. You know who I and I be, O Abba and Father. I and I be thy people. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, make I and I ride up right here. I actually want to share this audio right there. Just juggling right here. Find who we be. Who we be, I and I be, the Israelites. Yes, yes, yes.
In Ethiopia live racial and religious groups obscured by legend.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yeah, that audible right there, actually we have played dub-wise right here. Of those verses 9-13, here.
Azarenu Elohe Ishainu, Ala Devar Koboda Shemeka, Wehatlenu, Wikapir Alahatotenu, Limaana Shemeka, Mek Lama Yomru Hagoyi. Hayelohem, Iwada'a begoyima le'aynenu, Nikmat adam badeka, Ha'shafuk, Tabo lefaneka, Inkata sira, Kogodela zi'ro'eka, Kotira b'neya temuta, Tawea ha'sheva lishkenenu, shivu atama illa chikama, kharpatama shira kharfuka, Adonai, wa enachnu ameka, wis onamar iteka, teknodeleka leolam. Lador wadora nisapira tehilatek. Azrenu Elohe Ishainu, Ala devar kovoda shemeka. Azrenu Elohe Ishainu, Ala devar kovoda shemeka. Azrenu Elohe Ishainu, Azrenu Elohe Ishainu, Ala devar kovoda shemeka. Wehatlenu wikapir alahatotenu, Limaana shemeka. Lama yomru hagoyim, Hayelohem, Iwada'a begoyima le'aynenu, Nikmat adam badeka, Ha'shafuk, Tabo lefaneka, Inkata sira, Kogodela zi'ro'eka, Hotira b'neya temuta, Wea ha'sheva lishkenenu, Shivu atama illa chikam.
העם חרפתם אשר חרפוקה אדוני ואנחנו עמקה אדוני ואנחנו עמקה וצעון מראיתך נודה לך לעולם עולם לדור ודור נספיר תהילה תהילה תקבקה נודה לך לעולם עולם לדור ודור עולם עולם לדור ודור נספיר תהילה תקם לדור ודור נספיר תהילה תקה
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a fa pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta
Again,
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa za ka, ra sha ta,
ta, ta, ta.
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa za ka, ra sha ta,
ta, ta.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta.
Here, here, here we call this baby Hebrew, basic Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta.
Ta. Again. Ta. Again.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta
ta ta.
Here, 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 Shema Israel. Here, 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 baby Hebrew or basic Hebrew or baby Hebrew.
Baby.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta.
Again.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta ta ta.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see? The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same
have
not
force.
The same force in them. In them.
Hebrew language and you must, little children of the world, learn.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this portion.
So here for Shabbat. Here for Shabbat Nitzabim, for Sabbath standing ones, Shabbat Nitzabim. Here, an overview here. Here we're at the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, and this corresponds here for the seventh week of comfort here, preceding the Rosh Hashanah, say the head of the year, bringing in the Hebraic Judaic civil new year, but also simultaneously the fall festival season or the feast, as we know, of tabernacles. Now, the evening psalm for the Thursday, as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem pre-70 AD, we have Psalm 81, which has the theme right there, Chavarim, even the reason for the season. But in the previous sabbatical study, the previous week's Torah reading and feeding Torah portion was Ki Tabo, when thou enter in, Ki Tabo. Moshe warned the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that obedience, obedience to Yahweh, to Jehovah, would bring baraka, blessing, prosperity, increase, whereas disobedience or lack or hard of hearing would bring a litany of dreadful kalalot, curses, consequences, including the prospect of being scattered among the nations, the goyim, the international community in exile. In this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here for Shabbat Nitzabim, Sabbath, one standing, Moshe, he formally gathered all the people together to deliver them a final solemn appeal to uphold Ha'ilahim, the Almighty Power's covenant. Obedience, Shema Yisrael, hearing, obeying, obedience to this Brit, to this covenant, would formally ratify or put in effect Jah people as Jah's chosen nation, subject to the terms and conditions previously so stated, and would apply to all future generations. Called Yisrael, all of Israel would be bound and are bound to the terms of the covenant of Ha-Brit for all time. Now, Moshe, he then warns that anyone who attempted to be exempted from the terms and the conditions of Ha-Brit of the covenant would be blotted out of the earth, out of the earthly plane. Moreover, if the entire nation broke Ha-Brit, broke the covenant, the land herself, would be made desolate, and the people, Jah people, exiled. Moses then prophesied. He prophesied that when later generations would ask about the meaning of the exile, the scattering, the diaspora, dispersion of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the Yehudi, even we, the black Jews, we would be told that it was a direct result of breaking Ha-Brit, of breaking Jah covenant, that Moshe was mediating with them this day, this very day, that very day. However, in the end of days, especially we connect this with the end of the times of the Gentiles, the nation states, after Jah people had experienced tribulation, the trials, the consequences. The Beta Israel, Israel would return, the return. Even here in the season, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the soul searching would do teshuvah, would return to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. As it is written, Jehovah, your Elohim, will restore your baraka, your blessing, your fortune, and have compassion on you. And he will gather you again from all the peoples where Jehovah, your Elohim, has scattered you. If your outcasts shall be at the ends of the Shemayim, the ends of the heavens, from there will Jehovah, your Elohim, gather you and bring you back, bring you forward to the land that your patriarchs, your fathers, had possessed. Jehovah, your Elohim, will circumcise. Jehovah, your Elohim, will circumcise your heart and the heart, the heart of your offspring, so that you will love he who be who he be, Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Now, here, the Parsha here, for the RSS 51, Shabbat Nitzabim, Sabbath 1 standing, here as we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, focus verses 10, to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20, this Torah reading and feeding, the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread, it fulfills here with an appeal to practice, to put into practice. Practice makes perfect. To practice HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and its commandments, the imperatives. HaBrit, the covenant obligations are not too difficult or so-called esoteric for them, but are completely within their and I and I reach, since they are a matter of the heart, heartical, and are known by the heart, the heartical decision to shema, to hear, to heed, to obey, Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim. Moshe, he makes a final plea, and he says, I will call Shemayim and Haaretz, the heavens and the earth, to do what? To witness, to be a witness against you today, that I have set before you life and death, baraka and kalala, blessing and curse and consequence. Therefore, choose life. Choose life, b'charta chayim. Choose life that you and your offspring may live. The path, the way of life is to love Yahuwah, Jehovah, and to obey, and to heed, and to obey his vocal, and to obey his voice.
Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart, from the heart.
Hartika, yes I, we gotta practice what y'all teach.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Here on the outro here of Israel. Israel vibration. Practice what Jah teach.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Practice what ya teach. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Yeshua, shalom.